So it's just podcasting. It says we're dedicating the line to podcasting.
Yeah, pure podcasting.
Then, okay. It's awkward now. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just seeing how many things you would say without me interjecting, like you just started talking to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of creepy talking into the void of the internet. I assume Edward Snowden's just writing this all down. Hello and welcome to episode 361 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me as always is...
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on, Adam?
December. This is December 1st. Did you know that?
This is deck one right now.
Well, when we're recording.
Yeah. No, so now... The now of now.
Yeah, so this minute.
This is the one difficult part about podcasting, isn't it? I don't think anybody thought about this when they invented the podcasting.
Yeah.
How to do the time shift. So it's December the 4th at 7 a.m. if you're listening to this immediately after download.
Right.
After publishing. So it could be any time. Let's not assume people just get the show and then click on listen right away.
Right. So for us, it's recorded December 1st. 2017, yeah. For those keeping track, which means at my house anyways, crack open all of the advent calendars and the fun begins, the elf hiding and all of that stuff. Right. Like, this is a big day. And the kids have prompted me to, you know, set up the Christmas lights today because I've been holding them off. Like, a lot of our neighbors already have them up. And I said, you know, for us, the tree, all that stuff, it's December 1st that we start.
The tree goes up today.
Well, it'll go up this weekend. I can't guarantee today because I have to try to do the lights today. But yeah, their hope is all of that stuff happens and, you know, you start listening to Christmas music, you start watching all of those Christmas movies, blah, 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 right?
Can I have you, do you have like an online music something, right?
Yeah, we have the
Apple. What do you use?
We have the membership to the Apple Music one.
Okay. I didn't like that one for some reason. I don't know why. No really good reason. I just, for some reason, did not like it.
Yeah, Lisa.
Tried it for half a year.
Lisa has the watch, right? So it just makes everything easier.
Right.
So she doesn't need her phone necessarily with her. She can put playlists on the watch. Like, it's just all seamless for her, that. And to me, I can find every song that I ever thought I wanted to listen to, they have it. I've never come up empty on a search. So I'm good with
it. I think that's generally most of the things now.
Services. Yeah. Whatever, 20 million songs or something ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the same. That wasn't the issue. The availability wasn't the issue. It wasn't some obscure Nick Cave stuff that I couldn't find. It was
right.
You know, I just something about it. Something about it. I kind of, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Point being is so I tried. Did the half a year of that, and then it's canceled. It went over to the Spotify.
Yeah, we had that and went the other way. We were. That.
I'm not thrilled with it either.
Yeah, for me it was no difference. I didn't matter. I like the playlists better on Spotify.
Yeah, I like the playlists, but like, here's what I want to do because I don't want to be the old man, and we're old men.
Yeah.
You know, by all, you know, if you don't think so, go talk to some 20-year-olds. They find out really quickly you're an old man.
Right.
And so but I want to listen to the new stuff. I don't have, you know, we have German radio here, obviously, unless you get the AFN, the Armed Forces Network, and I don't listen to that. But so I want to listen to some of the new music. I don't want to just listen to Bachman Turner Overdrive on repeat. And so I go to put on the, hey, here's what's hot in Canada or in the world or whatever, like these playlists, the top 50 on the what have you.
Right.
And 98% of them are basically explicit. That's not true, like half. Half of them are explicit lyrics.
Okay.
Which I inherently have no issue with, but I just want to put it on while we're at home as if the radio is on and I have the kids. And we don't need to hear that. We don't need to hear that the potty mouth stuff.
Gotcha.
So what I would like to do is basically go in there and say, hey, man, play this playlist, but you know what? Just knock off the explicit stuff. Just go ahead and skip that.
Right.
Spotify does not support that.
Huh.
I don't know. Does Apple do that?
I'm not sure. Like, to specifically, I would think so, but again, I can't confirm or deny. Yeah.
I'll just try. Filter it out.
Try to filter it out.
Let me know. Or to the listeners, you go ahead and tell me, because I went ahead and Googled this and found out that Spotify doesn't. I guess there's probably some sort of, they're getting paid, right? Like, so if they start filtering out the explicit stuff, they're going to lose a lot of revenue from, I don't know, Grandmaster Flash or whoever the big rapper is these days. Sure. And so they don't allow for filtering. So I wonder, does anybody else? I mean, there are the other services, right? There's Pandora. There's a bunch of other ones that I haven't researched.
Sure.
What do you people like besides podcasts? Obviously, what is it that you how do you like to listen to the music? And maybe I'll try that out if we can filter out the potty mouth stuff.
Okay.
I sound like Mike Pence a little bit.
A little bit.
Little bit. It's not for me. It's for the kids. They don't. My kids are like 4 and 6. They don't need to hear that. All right. Amazon. Well, Amazon has Amazon Prime Music. I haven't listened to that yet.
I didn't even know that there was. So there you go.
Yeah, I thought it was included in my Amazon Prime, but I think it's something extra.
Gotcha.
So, but video I do have, and with that, I bought one of the Amazon Fire Sticks.
Okay.
It's essentially the Apple TV, but
yeah.
Made by
There's
Amazon.
A whole bunch. There's Roku and so many, it seems, right?
Yeah, I went with the Amazon one because we watch a lot of the Amazon Prime video.
Okay.
And up until now, our move, like, we have an Apple TV, the older one, like the one that from a few years ago, not the 4K because, let's be honest, we have 3.5K and that's plenty.
Right.
But essentially our move is we have the Amazon app on the iPad, so we stream it, the Amazon content there, and then basically AirPlay it onto the TV.
Okay.
But as cool as that is, and it is cool, it can be annoying because you want to use your iPad, or maybe the kids are watching Benjamin Blumkin and you want to use your iPad. Well, you can't because they're, you know, and all that. I know, really tough problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then on either the Black Friday or the Cyber Monday, I don't know, all the days are the same, in my opinion, the Amazon Fire Stick was on for $25. And that'll handle all the HD streaming of all the Amazon Prime content that you need.
Gotcha.
So I thought for $25, it just plugs into one of your HDMI inputs on the back of the TV, and you're off and running. That's it. That's all you have to do, essentially.
Okay.
So I picked one up.
Great.
Point being, if you do that, I do recommend it. It's pretty cool. How do you go wrong at $25? It's hard. That's hard. I think that's a drink at the casino nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't know why I picked the casino. It just seemed like a thing.
Where it would be overpriced.
Yeah, I don't go there. I'm thinking of the one
it's
in
the other
Richmond
way.
There.
I think they give them away because they want you to drop all your money gambling.
Even in the one in Richmond?
No, probably not that one.
I don't think so. I think they gouge you. Anyways, point being, $25. But if you do, click through our site and help us out. I also bought I bought some Christmas lights, some Christmas LEDs for the tree this year.
Okay.
Because the past years, we've always done the, and we're still going to continue to do the candles, speaking of Christmas trees. We do candles on the tree over here, but what we don't do is just light them and leave them on for the day. So essentially we light them and then we all sit around and enjoy the heck out of the tree for 10 minutes and then blow them out because, let's be honest, that's dangerous. You know, and now that my son is really into fighting me, it's going to get knocked over and set on fire.
Right.
And so I said, you know what? I'm buying the LED lights. We're going to light the tree up. So it can stay on the whole day. I don't care. And then we light the candles when we want.
It sounds like a brilliant plan.
Are you writing this down?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
In my mind.
I don't want you to miss something.
Yeah.
And lastly, I bought a lens hood for the X100.
Okay.
all on Amazon. That's my Amazon purchases for the week.
How much is the lens hood for that camera?
It depends. Fuji makes it, and it's around $90.
Yikes. That is yikes, yeah.
Yeah, but Fiju makes one for $11. So that's the one I got.
Yeah, and it covers just fine, right?
Yeah, it looks identical, actually. I don't think you can tell the difference. That's I even felt pen Fuji onto it just so I could feel like a big shot. No, it looks good. It actually makes the camera look even cooler, believe it or not. And it was, I don't think it was $11. I think it was in the neighborhood of 13 or something like that.
Yeah.
But either way.
Still plastic, so.
It's metal-y something.
Really? It's not made out of plastic?
No, it winds in, and then it's a two-parter. So there's the piece that winds in, and then like into the filter thread essentially. But then it has a filter thread built into it in case you want to put a filter on, which I don't.
Yeah.
And then it has like a bayonet mount for the rest of the lens cap, which all kind of confusing at first. I thought, oh no, it doesn't quite fit. But you actually have to remove a piece of the X100 that screws off. That's designed for this purpose. And then put it away in a drawer somewhere for you to lose it. And then on goes the hood. But hood's staying on. Bob's your uncle. It looks awesome. My pictures are instantly better.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Quick note about scheduling this week. We're going to push the monthly challenge back a week just because, long story short, we went long last week. And it just doesn't make sense if we do that this week. We want to get these... The Christmas gift ideas out in time for Christmas.
Okay.
And so we're going to push that back a week. But other than that, you'll figure this out.
Okay.
I was talking to you, Adam.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I already have.
Already got it. All right. That leads us into the what's going on category. Did I already ask you that?
No.
What is going on?
You just said leads us into the what's going on category, so I was waiting for you to ask me what's going on. I feel like that you really didn't address me.
No, I wanted to start with me.
Okay, what's going on, Al?
I did Don's podcast this week.
Oh, that's big news.
Yeah, Don Komarechka of doncom.ca fame.
Okay.
The snowflake guy. He started his own new podcast called Photo Geek Weekly.
Appropriately named.
And so he had me on last week on episode 4, I believe, which makes me his, I think I'll check it out. I think I'm his second guest. He was our first guest ever, but he waited to have me on second, evidently.
Okay.
Which I wish I'd brought it up on the show, but
yeah,
didn't want to make it awkward. Like,
what'd you guys talk about?
All kinds of things, but video related. We talked about North Korea, as you do. His idea.
Yeah.
What else did we talk about? Oh, the Sony camera and how it eats stars. So we talked about that stars? A little bit. It's a star eater. Yeah. Oh. Essentially, well, it's got the Sony A7, whatever version they're on, 4, 3.
Yeah. Sure.
3, I think. Well, it's got the built-in noise reduction after 4 seconds, and you can't even turn it off, even in the RAW format. It just goes and does its little computations. But if you're shooting a starry sky, it thinks that's noise and just starts deleting stars.
Oh, no. That's not good for Don.
No, probably not due to his, timed. He doesn't have
one. Yeah, he likes to do that stuff. I guess it doesn't matter.
He does, but he does not have one of those cameras, as far as I know. But
gotcha.
We discussed all things, but go over there and check it out. Subscribe to his show at Photo Geek Weekly. I think it comes out every week, hence the name.
Okay.
So what's going on with you? That's me in a nutshell. I'm done.
Okay.
You?
I did some, well, we'll probably talk about it in the photo challenge, but I did some on-ice photography. I had a photo challenge picture, was it last week, where I had a picture of Jack on ice action shot photo? Was that last week?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyways, I had recently talked about a action shot photo, and then I decided I didn't have every kid. I wanted to get a shot of every kid and make hockey cards and blah, blah, blah. So we had a practice last weekend, and I decided that, you know, I was going to bring all the gear, some lights, and do some on-ice shots, just something cool. I was after something totally different than the kids would get at photo day or probably have ever seen in terms of a hockey shot. I wanted something unique and something different. So I went about doing that. So should we just lead into the photo challenge, because it's going to be discussed there?
Before we get to that, just really quick, in the shoot, did you shoot anything interesting section?
Right.
It snowed here today.
Yeah.
Overnight, a little dusting, and then my son loves the snow. So that it's so early in the morning, it's barely light out. He can't wait. He wants to put his snowsuit over top of his pajamas to go out and play in the snow.
Nice.
So I ran outside with the X100 and snapped a photo of him in the pre-dawn hours. And so I was just wanted to post that. Big smile. ISO 6400.
Wow.
And that's what ISO 6400 looks like on that camera.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Does a great job. And that's on essentially aperture priority mode. So I set the aperture at F2, and it picks the... It chooses the shutter speed, and it just nails the exposure. Really great, really great job. Really happy with it.
So, and, what kind of focal length are we talking about for this?
It is the equivalent of 35 mil, but it's a 23. But the camera is the equivalent of a 35. So, you decide what it is.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to from a standpoint of, you're pretty close, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so like what, like 3-4 feet from his face? Like you're closer than that?
Oh, yeah. No, probably that. Probably 3 feet.
Okay. Because, I mean, I can't pick up, I'm trying to decipher if there is any kind of distortion in his face, and it doesn't seem like there is.
No, if you get closer, there can be. If you get too close, obviously, but it really I'm getting used to it every day. Like, it takes me a while because I do not shoot like this. I do not shoot on the 35 mil focal length.
Yeah.
And so it changes the way you shoot. And I'm glad that was one of the reasons I got it, because I want to change the way I shoot. I want to include more of the world instead of just isolating all my subjects. I want to shoot the surroundings, but it's definitely a different mindset.
No, it's a very nice photo, and I mean, you wouldn't think 35 mil when you see this shot either.
No, probably not. No. So anyway, I love it. So now I want to get back into your stuff. Your stuff was much more interesting, but it's the photo challenge. So the photo challenge this week was supposed to be the monthly challenge. We have to push that back a week. So just quickly, we pivoted and said, okay, it's dealer's choice. We did not announce it last week, but this week the photo challenge is off air. We said it's dealer's choice. You go ahead and pick something that you shot in the last week or so that you're happy with. And with that, we're going into your hockey stuff.
Okay. So I will – the photo I chose was the black and white. Now, I have this exact same photo in color, but I just decided it looked cooler in black and white. And I decided when I was going to take the photos of all the kids that there was going to be 16 kids on our team, which is a lot for a kids hockey team. Usually the team sizes are maybe closer to 12 or 13. And then you always have the variable of maybe one kid doesn't show up or two don't show up. We had for a practice all 16 kids, which is good and bad. It means that I'm going to have to work really quickly because we have the ice for an hour. So from the time we get the ice, I need to set up my gear, whatever lights I'm bringing, and this case, it was a three-light setup. So I have to set it all up, get my exposures dialed in, and then I'm going to have to do 16 kids. And
That's three minutes a kid, essentially.
Yeah, and two of the kids are goalies, so I'm going to have to move the lights because I didn't want to put the players right in front of the net, whereas it only makes sense for me for the goalies to be in front of the net. So I'm going to have to move the lights and whatnot. So this is going to be tight. In my mind, this is tough sledding. But I really had envisioned, like, the photo I'm using is a wide angle. So I'm using the, you know, the knockoff, whatever it is, 19 to 35 millimeter lens that I have on the...
At what?
At close to the wide end of it, because I want to include...
That's why you buy it.
A whole bunch of the... It's not at the widest end, but it's at the wider end. I can't remember. Every kid was a little different, because I'm sliding around on the ice. I'm right down on the ice, and I'm shooting for each kid a couple of shots with the wide angle, because this is what I want. But as a safety, I've also brought my 6D and the 70-200, because I want to make sure if I don't like how these wide angle photos turn out, that I'm still going to have something good, usable that I can give to them with the 70-200. So I've got the lights all set up, three lights, one in the back. In the photo of Jack, the wide angle, you can see kind of the flash of the light in the back, which I left in because I kind of liked it. And then you can see a little bit of a spray from the light on the right, which again, I didn't take out because it didn't bother me. And and then there's the one that's kind of the key light on him. So that one on the spray, you can see kind of lighting up his shoulder and giving a rim light on his leg. And then there's one sort of camera left and a bit higher that's lighting up the front of him and his face. And that's one that's gridded in a softbox. So you can see on the ice basically a spotlight effect, which is what I wanted. I wanted the background and the arena to be clear that it was an arena. I didn't want it all to fall off to black. But I wanted it to be sort of underlit. I wanted that underlit and the player to kind of pop. And again, it looks good in color as well. I just opted for the black and white. And then I added a little bit of a gradient around the edges to really kind of bring out the spotlight effect. I basically just passed the trigger. I set it up sort of mid-range, like I think around an F5.6, because I knew then I could keep everything else constant with the lights, and then I could just move the trigger from the 5D Classic to the 6D and just basically fire off a few shots with one camera and then switch cameras and fire off a couple with the other camera and then cycle in the next kid. So
now with doing that, how did you find the exposure from one camera lens combo to the other? Was it pretty consistent?
It's pretty close. Like the other one, the 5D, and I don't know how much of it is 5D Classic versus the lens itself. So probably a little bit. So maybe slightly darker images with the exact same setup for the 5D Classic with the 19-35 lens.
Which is understandable because we're talking about you're dialing in F-stops instead of T-stops. T-stops being the amount of light that's, you know, is measured
actually
coming
getting through
the lens.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the most part, you know, for the girls we date, this is close enough.
Well, and figuring that I'm doing it in RAW anyways, that it's and each kid's, I mean, some of them are taller, some of them are shorter, some of them don't stand exactly where I've told them to stand. I wasn't going to worry about that because I didn't have enough time to worry about that. I just figured it's going to be close enough, and then I'll have to do a little bit more post-processing in terms of dialing in the RAW files for each kid. So, yeah, time was of the utmost importance, and so I just basically set an average height. And some kids' photos, based on whether they crouched more or stood up more, some of them are better than others. But for the most part, I got something decent for every kid. I just thought if I was doing this again, I would probably only do that. Now that I see the results, and you can look at the photo of the 70-200 and Jack's, it just shows you a totally different perspective, which is fine. I just don't find that interesting at all. Like, again, if this was, you know, basically the only shot I took of the hockey year, the color one with the 70-200, I'd say it's fine. But I really like the perspective difference of being low, shooting with the wide angle, seeing so much more of the rink. It's a much cooler shot, and one that I think most people would look at. The net's tiny in between his legs. It gives him the appearance of just being this massive individual on the ice. So I love it. I will do this
again.
There's
some psychology going on, though.
Okay, sure.
There's some psychology between the two shots. I agree with you. It's besides the fact that you don't get to see, you know, you don't see those wide angle shots. The iPhone doesn't do this, et cetera, et cetera. The lighting. The main difference here is the shot of on the 70-200. Conceivably, you could be on the other side, you know, shooting through a hole in the glass.
Yeah,
you could be a spectator. This could be in the middle of a game, although empty net. But this could conceivably be in the middle of a game. So you're getting the spectator's perspective. That's a lot of. Whereas the other one, you cannot shoot this. You have to be on the ice.
Yeah, you would think so.
So now all
of
a sudden you're basically you're getting the view that a player would have instead of a spectator. And to be a player is a much different. Not everyone can be on the ice and be a player. Anyone can be a spectator. So I think that plays a big role in why you like this.
Yeah, and I like for me, I've spent a lot of times both myself as a kid and now as an adult going to the rink, and the rinks are kind of, you know, ugly, but there's still an appeal to me to those rinks.
There's a charm to them, of course.
Yeah, there's a charm. So, like, the fact that there's just marks all up on the wall, and I like the three flags, you know, that are up on the wall, and I like the old kind of look to the lighting that you see up on the ceiling. Like, I wanted to include a bunch of that background stuff because, to me, it adds something to the photo, whereas the one of just the glass and just the wall and the net and the kid, it's boring to me. It's nothing unique. It's nothing special. But if I didn't show you this photo and looked at the other one, I said, it's perfectly fine. Like, again, it's fine. But then the other one, it's like, oh, there, why wouldn't you always do it that way? And the answer is it's next to impossible because you need the ice to yourself and you need to be lying on your stomach 2 feet from the kid with a wide angle lens.
Did you wear skates?
I had to. Skates and a helmet. Yeah. From an insurance standpoint, we had to do both. So I'm basically skating around, sliding on my stomach, trying to get back further, then get closer. And I really, if I was to do this again, I would only go for the wide angle, and I would not even bother with the 70-200 and the close-up one. So this is 5D Classic 2, and I don't know. To me, it sort of adds a bit of grain that I like. I mean, there's so many things that I like about this, and I will do it again at some point, but simplify the process. So
ridiculous how much we like that camera.
Yeah.
I do. I feel the same way. Love that camera. The other thing too, you look at this picture, and you talk about the ugliness, the inherent ugliness of the rink, but yet it's interesting. Like it's basically the Ernest Borgnine, but in hockey rinks, right?
Yeah.
You look at this picture, I know what this picture smells like.
Yeah.
Like, I know what that rink smells like. I've been in that rink, I think, which that's not the Oval, right?
No, this is the Ice Center, Richmond Ice Center, old
right,
rinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have refereed many a game in there. And so obviously I know it, but like I haven't been there in 8-10 years. I'll bet you it smells the same. Not good.
I'm sure it
not
does.
A good smell.
No, sort of musty cold. Yeah.
It is built on an old garbage dump, actually. For real. It's the old landfill.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's good. All right, so let's have a look at my photo. This was taken last night. I like this photo for many reasons. One, I did not expect to get this photo. This was not planned.
Okay.
Nor is it great, but the kicker is, so my daughter's in the gymnastics there's more to it. It doesn't matter. Nothing important. More of that story. I got down that road and realized you don't need any more information on that.
Okay.
She's in the gymnastics, and but the point is she's in an older group now, and I haven't been to see her in it yet. She's only been doing it for about a month and a half, and so I said, oh well, you know, I'll tell you what. Why don't I come pick you up about half hour early, and I'll come and watch. And sure, and I'll bring my camera and snap a few photos because I haven't seen you do this. And so I did. I brought the 40D because I knew I'd be far away. I couldn't use the 70-200 because it's a very dark gym, so I'd shoot the 85 wide open at 1.8. And so that's all I brought, 40D and the 85 1.8.
Okay.
Didn't get a single photo in the gym. The way the instructor had it all set up is all the tumbling and stuff was basically tumbling into the wall where she had mats set up as a safeguard, but nothing out in the open. So basically all I could get would be like the back of my daughter's, you know, head while she's against the wall. It was just a terrible photo.
Right.
So it was all for nothing. However, my wife and my son showed up and said, oh, yeah, we're going to walk home. We have the lanterns that the kids made. We're going to go for a little walk. I said, perfect. I'll grab a shot of you guys. So go stand under the street light, which is going to light you. One of the street lights there in front of them is lighting them up. And in behind is the lights from the sports field. And what I liked about it is that those burn some weird halogen something, halide, salt. I don't know what they are.
Okay.
But they burn very, very blue. And the streetlights are very, very orange. You get that kind of orange-blue feel without lighting anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically I stood back. I had to stand way back with the 85 on the 40D at wide open. And even at ISO 1600, I'm getting shutter speeds of like 1/20th of a second. Which you can imagine on the 85mm lens is all but useless.
Right.
So I put it on motor drive, getting 6.5 frames a second, basically shoot off like 25 frames really quickly, hoping that one is reasonably sharp.
Okay.
And this one is. It's semi-sharp. My son has a little bit of something going on. My daughter's pretty. She's sharp, but sharp enough for this photo. But my favorite part of the photo is the look on my daughter's face.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It is just like, seriously, Dad? Really?
No. Oh, no, 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 no. It is seriously to her brother. She is so sour at her brother because he won't stop making faces. She just wants to sit there and smile nicely for the photo, and he won't stop sticking his tongue out or making faces or whatever, and she is so angry at him.
Okay. I thought was like, Dad, you got 3 seconds.
Mm. No, she was in it. She was all about this shot, and he was just wrecking it. And so, really, I do like the yellow and the with the blue in the background. That's kind of cool when it occurs in nature. Cool.
Sure.
But maybe we'll wait till it snows and head back out there because you get those kind of nice pools of light you can see of the different colors and that. So, all right, I like yours better this week.
Okay.
Rare admission. Rare.
Yeah, I felt like after last time when I posted a hockey picture, like I felt like you put down the gauntlet and were like, yeah, this is okay, but you definitely can do better. So I took it personally, and I swear that's why I went that weekend, and it was like, I'm going to do better. Like, and
good.
So
oh, wow.
There you go. That a lot of that is because I felt it myself that I should be better than that. So now I've got a formula here that I can use whenever I feel like it, and I know I can get something that's good. Yeah.
No, I like the wide angle hockey shots.
Me too. I was not sure. I was not sure about it going in.
Yeah. No. It's something that, you know, keep doing. Basically, that's what I would suggest. I would like to do that with a baseball as well, like when we're shooting here, but our field is so ugly and not in a charming way that I don't like doing it.
Yeah, and I don't know from a baseball standpoint, like hockey and everything is played down on the ice, so ice level is a big thing. I think lying down and getting this perspective baseball, I'm not sure, maybe if you have a really cool looking field that it could, but if the field's not really good looking, then it's really, I think it's going to hurt the shots. You need to save it for when you've got, like, you know, the nice red dirt with a really nice, well-groomed field.
The red dirt we have that's very nice. That's the only good part about our field.
Okay.
Is the red dirt. But if we play in, let's say, you know, obviously in Regensburg or Heidenheim or something like that, you know, Neuenberg, they have a nice field.
Yeah.
So if you're living in those towns, in those baseball towns over here in Germany, go ahead and I do make sure to bring my camera when we play in Regensburg because they have the stadium that you know they played the WBC at, so that's where like the World Baseball Classic qualifying was played there a few years ago, and so like that's a real baseball park.
And I think for anyone fooling around with their own sort of kids sports type stuff, this again, and my son's now 8, so I don't know how many years of sports I've already been through, and this is the first time I really thought, hey, let's try this a totally different way and go wide angle and get really close and lay down on the ground. Like, it's just never really occurred to me, and so I would suggest trying it, and I think you'll find the results are totally different than anything else you've got, and in a good way.
You might consider staging a couple shots. Like, you get some real cool action shots if you get in by the net and have a couple players, like, during a practice, have different, you know, different uniforms, of course, and sort of, you know, throw the puck in there and see what happens and snap a couple shots.
Well, the problem is those rinks are so dark. That's why I went stills with this, is that those rinks
are... That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
The rinks are so dark that if I did that, I mean, I think it's going to be completely black. You might still get good photos, but you're going to lose most of the background because you have to do it in high-speed sync, for sure. And the actual ISO you're going to have to go to is going to have to be pretty darn high to get, you know, action in those rinks.
Sure. Okay.
Which I don't think it's just something that's going to be totally different. I actually had the thought that, was I going to do that? But then I said, I have to pick a horse here. And the timing of it was basically the decipher for me, which was basically, I need to make sure that I can get something for each kid in a very small amount of time,
sure.
Which is like, okay, keep them still. But I think you're right. I did want to do some action stuff, and I'm not even sure how that would pan out because, again, of how dark those rinks actually are.
Like, you want to light it like you are.
Yeah.
But my one suggestion, if you do that, get one of those realistic-looking foam pucks.
Okay.
Well, last thing you want is to be right in the action with your face there and your camera there and have one of these kids just wring a wrist shot off you.
Good point.
Bust your face open, break the lens, something like that. You want to avoid that. So one of those foam pucks is still going to register on camera as a puck.
Right.
But it's not going to break you.
That's right. That's a good suggestion.
All right, write that one down too. All right. Topic this week, we didn't get to it last week, is the gift ideas. Christmas, Hanukkah is coming up as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. It's always the same time, I think. Yeah. Also, just if you don't not part of that, you just get gifts anyway, right? It's that time of year.
Yeah. Just buy
Point
stuff.
Being, if you want, you start dropping hints. You know, the significant other, the friend, the family, the something in your life doesn't know what to get you as a photographer. And that's kind of how Christmas works, is you don't really know too much about the person. You're just like, I think he likes pictures. All right, I'll get him some picture stuff. Like, I could invest some time and figure out what he really wants or needs, but come on. Let's just get him some picture stuff.
Okay.
Right? Isn't that what you do?
Yeah. That's what I do. Just like the guy that collects tiny crystal panda bears, I usually get him those.
Because it's a guy.
Yeah.
You're right. It's a guy. You know a guy who collects panda bears.
Crystal panda bears.
Sure.
Yeah, only crystal.
Okay. Just crystal. Only crystal. Yeah, yeah. And when you shine a light through it, it does the little Pink Floyd album cover. Yeah. So gift ideas. I came up with three.
Okay.
Why don't you go first? I bet you I go first every year. What do you suggest people drop the hints? What should people ask for?
Okay, this is a little bit going off the radar in terms of what you and I would normally suggest. But this, I came across this, and I don't even remember how or where, but little camera or photography-related cufflinks for your dressier occasions, maybe for this year's Christmas party.
Okay.
You're silent. These are a thing. There's and even Amazon, I just went to cross-reference to make sure that they could be purchased on Amazon. They are really cool looking. I don't have a pair of these. I want to get a set. There's ones that look like cameras. There's ones that are like silver, like aperture.
Do you have French cuffs, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I have a shirt that would take cufflinks.
Oh, I do, for sure. I think I have two. But anyways, they have ones that are like,
Mr. James Bond.
Your camera dials. So they have like silver camera dials cufflinks. They have ones that look like the end of lenses. They have ones that look like full lenses. I'm looking at a set. These ones are more expensive. These are like $80 cufflinks, but they look like your full 70 to 200 lens. They have ones that look like film cameras. Like, there's all okay. kinds of cool stuff. And these are all just what I'm looking at is just on Amazon. So very cool, something totally different. If you are someone who does dress up and wear cufflinks, this would be a super cool accessory.
Would be a conversation starter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there you go. There's one that looks like film rolls, like ends of there's cufflinks that are film rolls. So lots of cool ideas. But I think if you're looking for the photographer in your life, or maybe dropping the hint for yourself, that has everything, I'm guessing they probably don't have a set of camera cufflinks yet.
Are you asking me to buy you these?
No, not directly, but maybe I'll ask my wife.
How often do you wear a dress shirt that needs cufflinks?
I'm going to say maximum twice a year, but more likely once a year.
Right, okay. Still, but then you're committed. You're going to wear those at least once a year.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical of it, but not everything's for me.
Yeah, but we're not talking about a big price tag here. We're talking about the majority of them here are running about $20 to $35. We're not talking about dropping $200. Right. Some of them are $6, $7, and it's just a gimmicky.
See, those ones I would get.
Yeah, but most of them are more in the range of about $25, with the most expensive ones I see here being about $80. So
I think what I would do is like next time I'm wearing the tank top with the Chippendale cufflinks that I wear.
Yeah.
You know, like Patrick Swayze on SNL that one time?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
That's twice. Okay, but I lean more Patrick Swayze, let's be honest.
Okay.
But when I'm wearing those, which is probably no more than three times a week, I would wear them then.
Sure.
So I think it's a good call. I think people will say, yeah, not only are you a male stripper, but you're also into photography.
Right. And I think that I'm just looking on Amazon, which, again, I suggest everyone buy everything on Amazon. But I'm guessing there's probably much more fine jewelry, expensive versions. So if you're into, you know, this being a high ticket item, I'm sure that these exist from, some fine men's jewelers.
Yeah, it's funny how, because you were going to try to name one, but you can't.
No, I don't.
Neither can I. Yeah. I was trying to think of something too, and I was like, all I could come up with was Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah, I did when I did a Google search for these. I did see that like Henry's Photo, which is again a big sort of online photo retailer. They sell these as well. So there you go.
Okay, we'll check them out at Henry's. All right, yeah. Like yourself, I wanted to keep everything reasonably priced.
Okay.
Don't want to say, get out there, go get a new 70 to 200 F2.8 with IS. Yeah, hey, go $2,400. Go get one of those. $2,600. No. I want to keep everything sort of reasonable. So my number one, I'm trying to think, is did I order them in the order that I think? I don't think so. It could be any order. But my first one that I'm suggesting, get a film camera.
Okay.
I highly recommend them. They're very cheap, probably $20, maybe a little bit more, maybe less. Wildly useful. It'll help you sort of kickstart a hobby. I mean, if you are into photography but haven't taken any film photography, it's a whole nother kettle of fish, and it's a very, 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 very small investment. And even if you don't take pictures, a decent looking camera will look good on your shelf.
I agree. Yeah, it's
good for decoration.
Yeah.
Let me suggest a couple suggestions for you. I would start, if you are a DSLR kind of guy and you've never shot film, I suggest picking up an old rangefinder. Get yourself a Canonet if you can find one. I love those cameras. I have two of them. One works. One is not quite as much, so I'm probably going to sell it rather than fix it. I think I paid $20 for it. Took a flyer. And pay $20 for it, doesn't really work. I'd probably just sell it for that if I could, or less. Someone else can fix it. I love the very simple those cameras. If you can find like a Yashica Electro, they're probably under $50. Check out one of those. If you got nothing but money, get a Leica, of course. But that's where I would start. SLR is good too. I happen to love the Canon FTB. basically because it's very, very simple. There's not much to go wrong. There's the only battery. You need a battery just for the meter, but if the battery dies or the meter breaks, you can still use the camera. Everything is mechanical. You might need to redo the seals. You probably will have to redo the light seals. They're foam, but that's not very expensive, and you're off to the races. So check out something like that. You'll have a lot of fun with it.
Okay.
All right, Adam, what else you got? Yeah.
Okay, this isn't my second idea. I don't think I've ever used this in a previous episode suggesting gift ideas, but my next idea is a camera-themed T-shirt.
Okay.
Okay, it's a thing. There's lots and lots to choose from. I'm on Amazon right now, just kind of getting a few of the ones that I sort of ideas that I like. There's one, and this applies to me. It says I can freeze time, and it's got a picture of a camera, and it says underneath it, what's your superpower? And there's ones with aperture dials, there's ones with vintage cameras, there's ones that have sort of the look of a strap hanging with what name your kind of camera it exists, you know, Polaroid versus an old film camera versus, you know, a new fandangled
fancy. A picture of your camera on, like, as if it's hanging on around your chest.
Exactly. So there's those brilliant. With aperture dials and all kinds of weird, funny slogans. There's one that's kind of got a heartbeat with the camera in the middle of one of the apex of one of the heartbeats. There's lots that say, I shoot people. I'm not really a fan of that. My saying, and maybe I'd have to customize my own shirt, is that, and I always say this to my wife and my kids, is that making memories is hard work, and I sort of need a picture of an exhausted photographer, because like every time I come out of a scenario where I've had to take a photo with my kids involved, is that I love the results, I hate the process, and that could be right there.
That's a shirt right there, yeah, on the back.
Yeah, exactly. I love the results, I hate the process, but yeah, making wait, memories no, is hard work.
Hate the process, love the results. Like, hate the player, love the game.
Sure. So there you go. There's tons.
This is on the fly. I'll workshop this, all right?
Okay, all right. And then somewhere can it say, because again, my tagline is always making memories is hard work.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Okay, sorry, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do better. We'll do better on the actual, on the day.
So I need to come up with a better tagline that I've used for the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I was just checking.
Yeah. Where's the beef? That's what it should be.
Okay.
Something good like that.
Okay, sorry. I'll try to rework it.
I like it. And you know what? Forget buying those. Maybe we'll just make our own versions of that. We're due for a new T-shirt
in the new year. And then everybody can just buy that.
Yeah, and guess what? Guess what color they're going to be?
Red?
Neutral gray.
Okay. Oh, so that you can use it as a gray card?
Yeah, of course. I'm not making that mistake again.
Okay.
Of course we're doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, or just a gray shirt with a gray, like a slightly different gray card right in the middle. Only, and we'll know. We'll know what it is. Or just a gray shirt with, why am I talking? I should be selling these. I don't want people. Don't steal those ideas.
Okay.
All right, my next one, my number 2 out of 3 is... similar to the first one, but not a film camera. It's a DSLR. Get yourself a beater. We've talked about it on the show about a million times. Never been an actual gift idea suggestion. So do yourself a favor. That's what you want for Christmas, is just an absolute daily drive beater. Something that if you left it on the SkyTrain, #Vancouver, you wouldn't even go back after it. You wouldn't bother phoning lost and found. You'd say, "All right, I'll just get another one." That's the kind of beater you want. We've talked about it many times because there's so many photos I have because I took my beater camera places that I would not take another camera.
Right.
Like the strip club.
Right.
No, just kidding. I didn't. The one I worked at with the
got Patrick. Awkward.
Swayze and the
or
and the buffet.
Yeah.
All right. Good thing we don't edit. Check that out. I still love my 40D. I would look, if I didn't have it, I think, well, I have the 5D Classic, but if I didn't have anything, if I didn't have a beater, I would probably start looking for a 40D. I'll bet you can find them online for a song or $100.
Okay.
What do you think they cost? What is a 40D body only going to cost nowadays?
Yeah, I'm going to say maybe, well, everyone overprices everything on Craigslist, but what it should sell for is $150.
Well, with you know, body only, they did sell for $1,400 11 years ago. So, yeah, $1,395, no tax. but yeah, I would say I bet you can get one for around $100. So if you shoot with Canon, I would look for that. If you shoot with Nikon, maybe look for something else like a D70 or whatever. I forget. But even if you don't, if you can find one with a lens, who cares? You know, like as I mentioned, pretty much every second episode, the 40D and the 30mm are still got a lot of use, and I don't really rarely, except for in today's photo challenge case, I don't generally put other lenses on that camera. It's mostly that setup, and so if you can find one for about $100, I highly recommend it. I love having a disposable DSLR.
Okay.
What do you got next for us?
Well, I have something that's, to me, is a bunch of like little things, mm-hmm. but you could do any of these sort of individually, or I was thinking sort of like a little grab bag where you'd get a photography camera bag, but just sort of like a holster one, like one that would basically go with your DSLR and just one lens. So LowPro makes a whole bunch of different ones that could easily be used this way, but then maybe stuffing it with a few little goodies. Like I thought, you know, in the mm-hmm. past we've kind of mentioned gels, like, you know, gels would be great in there. A lens pen would be great in there. Maybe a camera lens mug. And so like just having like a little stash of a bunch of mini things that all in probably still you could do for $100, $100. Maybe, you know, if you did something like there's like lens ring bracelets that I'm looking at on Amazon that are like, you know, like $3 items. Like if you had a photographer, again, I'm not asking for this myself, but I'm just thinking if you had a photographer that you thought, I'm going to get him a bunch of useful little things, like throw stuff in a gray card and just kind of make it all within a usable camera bag. I think that would be kind of a nice little ensemble.
A gray card on its own is a great gift.
You're right.
I'm yes anding. No. I'm saying I like your idea here. Sorry, that sounded like I was saying no to your idea, but just get a gray card. I'm saying yes to your idea, but also just thank you for reminding me. I didn't even pick a gray card. Gray card is a great idea. It's a great addition to what you're just saying there.
And there's super cheap just like you can just get cardboard versions, or you can get like the little pop out version, but. If you don't already own one, it's something that every photographer should have. So I had it on there as my third thing, but then I felt like I had to do something else because we just brought it up in the T-shirt with the gray card. So that's why I did an audible at the line of scrimmage. And so, yeah, I was stumbling over my own words there, so I apologize.
You got it. No, it is. And I like the idea of having all the little things. I was actually going to include a couple of little things, but I didn't have enough ancillary items to make here's what you do, although it's too late because today is December 1st. So next year, you do an advent calendar for your photographer friend.
Ooh, that's
and
fun.
One little thing each day. And one thing I would suggest throwing in there that you didn't mention is it sounds ridiculous, but I use them all the time. It's just a little package of rubber bands.
Sure. Yeah.
Just your
too.
Basic ones from Staples. I use them all the time for flashes, for remotes, for on the lens, on the flash itself. They get used all the time, and it's the kind of thing where, like, you know, you don't always buy them. You're scrambling around I think I have one in this drawer over here, you know, and check that out. So
To throw a few more things into that grab bag, just super quick, black foam for sure, like a couple pieces of black foam, and then also Velcro stickies. Just always good to have, like some Velcro sticky tabs, good for putting on your flashes, good for putting on the black foam and whatnot. So handy to have. So all in that gift basket lens bag idea.
Do it.
Okay.
All right. And my last one out of them is also everything's under $100. I think if you do it right, is a background stand.
Okay.
This is one of those gifts, one of those things, one of those items that you might have trouble justifying to yourself. And you think, I still have, I can take the picture frames off the wall and I can sort of light it and it looks white enough. You know, like I can do it. Until you get a background stand and wow, is it a game changer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
I don't use mine every day. I use it slightly less often than my Chippendale cufflinks. But on the day, it is fantastic. It'll change how you shoot. So that's what I always find with Christmas and holiday kind of time presents is that it's hard to buy for people. Because how are you going to buy? I usually get what I want. Like whatever I need, I kind of go out and get anyways. But that's one of those things. It's the things that you might not buy to yourself. You're kind of always lying to yourself that you don't really need it. You need one. So get one for Christmas. Get a background stand. It doesn't need to be expensive. But don't go too cheap either.
Right.
So I think it's probably around $100 is probably the ballpark, or is it cheaper now?
I think that's about what I paid when I got mine maybe 5-6 years ago. So I would think,
right.
You know, they haven't gone up exponentially in price. So let's say around $100, maybe a little less.
I think I could find them a little cheaper, but I didn't want to. I didn't want something that's going to fall down.
Right.
Yeah, so essentially what it does is it sits there and holds a background. So it doesn't need to be, you know, Bluetooth or anything like that, anything fancy. So don't spend money on that. But you want it to be sturdy enough and yet portable enough.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recommend a certain brand. I would say if you're looking on Amazon, in around the $100 ballpark, you're going to be set.
And yeah, I'm pretty sure mine is Savage, which is the same company that makes a
right.
lot of the paper rolls. So I think I just bought the Savage one, which may be slightly more than $100, but it's not like it was a whole lot different than all the no-name ones.
Totally worth it. So yeah. There you go. That's the stuff that you should be... Do you have any more to add?
No, I think I'm good, no. Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty good Christmas to me. Thus far.
Yes.
All right. The challenge for next week is our November monthly challenge, which is blue and unorthodox, but we're still going to go ahead and announce our December monthly challenge right now, and that is holidays.
Okay.
I feel like that's a softball for everybody because everybody's got the holidays. Yeah. We'll talk about that on January 1st, I believe.
Okay.
So... my suggestion to you, I'm sure we will record that a little bit ahead to make sure it's on January the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to think now, live on the show, should we actually make that one the January the 8th episode?
Yes.
We have to, because one's going to air on the 1st, which means we're going to record it ahead of time. People aren't going to have it all in. Holidays might be happening. So on January the 8th, so that means we need a photo challenge. No, we don't. We'll deal with that in the AM.
Okay.
Regardless, December monthly photo challenge is holidays. We'll talk about that on January the 8th. All right. Adam, websites, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca. And your stuff?
You can find mine at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.